Icy roads led to multiple accidents across Stark County Thursday night. In Canton, the ramp from Route 62 west to I-77 north was temporarily closed following a crash. 77 south at 30 east was also shut down for a wreck. In Perry Township, Route 30 between Whipple Avenue and Perry Drive experienced lane restrictions due to several accidents. Further details were not available. Ohio retailers are expecting a solid holiday season. A new forecast from the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants and the University of Cincinnati Economics Center projects holiday sales will grow 3.1%, reaching $32 billion. Economists say strong job numbers and wage growth, including a 4.8% increase in wages over the past year, will help drive spending. Online and mobile shopping remain big contributors, with non-store sales outpacing traditional retail for more than a decade. The report says six of Ohio's nine metro areas should see sales gains, though Akron and Mansfield are expected to see declines, and Toledo is flat. A Canton man has been found not guilty in the November 2024 shooting death of Derek Mackey in Akron. The 30-year-old Schaefer was charged with murder, felonious assault, and firearms specifications. A Summit County jury acquitted him on all charges Tuesday. Schaefer claimed he acted in self-defense after Mackey, who had left a rehabilitation program that day, pushed him during an argument outside his ex-girlfriend's home. Prosecutors argued Mackey had not followed through on previous threats, and Schaefer had sent texts saying he planned to shoot Mackey. Fairless school board member Jody Seward resigned effective November 20th. Seward, who served on the board for nearly 30 years, cited personal reasons for stepping down in an email to the board president and superintendent Mike Hearn. The board met Wednesday to consider candidates to fill the unexpired term, which runs through December 31st. The board has 30 days from the resignation to appoint Seward's successor. Akron-Canton Airport is adding nonstop flights to Savannah, Georgia. Breeze Airways will begin service May 7, 2026, with Thursday and Sunday flights. This will be the 15th nonstop destination Breeze offers from CAK, including popular spots like Orlando, Las Vegas, and Myrtle Beach. Airport officials say the new route provides travelers in Northeast Ohio with an affordable and convenient option. Allegiant also offers nonstop flights to Savannah Hilton Head from Akron-Canton. The North Lawrence Fire Department is resuming its online fundraising raffles following a new state law that legalized the practice. The raffles help the department buy life-saving equipment, train firefighters and EMTs, and reduce costs for local taxpayers. They had been halted in September after the Ohio Attorney General questioned the legality of online ticket sales. House Bill 476, passed November 19th, now allows the fundraisers to continue. The department has raffled items like vehicles, vacations, tools, and gift cards through live Facebook drawings. Officials thank the community and lawmakers for helping make the online raffles possible again. Columbiana County elections officials say the West Branch School Board race will go to an automatic recount. Only 14 votes separate third-place winner Tanya Dean from Samuel Jennings, who finished fourth. Three seats were up for election. With Mahoning County's results now certified and combined with Columbiana County's totals, the Fairfield Township trustee race no longer qualifies for a recount after the margin grew beyond the 1.5% threshold. For West Branch, staff will hand-count the Knox Township Northwest precinct. About 5% of ballots, along with other precincts, required for recount work. A multi-vehicle crash closed southbound Route 11 near Columbiana Thursday night. The Highway Patrol says several vehicles slipped on icy roads and struck the median, involving an estimated 5 to 6 vehicles. One person was hospitalized. Lanes between mile markers 23 and 26 were temporarily closed. The road was reopened by 7 p.m. Youngstown firefighters battled a large blaze on the city's south side early this morning. The fire started around midnight in a vacant house on West Glenhaven Avenue and spread to a nearby vacant home. WKBN-TV reports both houses collapsed, and the blaze caused minor damage to a third home where residents were staying. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Warren City Council has approved the demolition of the Main Street Dam on the Mahoning River. The 13-foot dam, built about 100 years ago to serve a steel mill, is located across from the Cleveland Cliffs Coke Plant. The Western Reserve Port Authority will oversee the project, with River Reach Construction handling the work. Sediment removal is set to start in June, and the dam will be lowered gradually over several months, with completion expected by November 2026. The project will cost roughly $3 million, funded mainly by the Ohio EPA. This is part of a larger effort to remove 9 dams along the Mahoning River, including 3 in Youngstown, and the largest, the Girard Dam, which is expected to cost about $10 million. A heavy-set woman with long brown hair is sought by Streetsboro police after pepper-spraying a cashier during a robbery Tuesday night at a Dollar General on Route 14. The suspect, wearing a blue top with a white stripe and Nike Air hoodie, was last seen heading east toward Ravenna in a dark-colored SUV. The cashier suffered burns and breathing trouble and was taken to University Hospital's Portage Medical Center. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call Streetsboro police. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.